Hi, I'm Mark Sheldon, and welcome to The Road to Health, a podcast presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and as someone with a family history of this disease, I myself was screened and got a colonoscopy when I was about 45. You know, about 1 in 23 men and about 1 in 25 women will be diagnosed with colorectal cancer in their lifetime. It's a cancer that often begins with a growth called a polyp, and finding and removing polyps can prevent colorectal cancer, or find it when it's early and it's easier to treat. Yet, this seems to be a screening that many of us put off or avoid. And the statistics of who gets screened for colorectal cancer reveals some unsettling disparities. But Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island is taking steps to change the tide of these numbers, and they're making great strides. One of the folks making it their mission is Dr. Gonzalo Paz Saldan. He's Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island's Senior Medical Director for Clinical Transformation, and he's got a lot to say about this absolutely critical screening. Gonzalo, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So, look, we know that there are disparities and that they exist in screening for colorectal cancer. Can you lay out the issue for us?
Yes, and this is a very important topic. And as you know, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, so I'm glad we're talking about this. Colorectal cancer is a very common cancer. It's actually the second leading cause of cancer in men and women combined. So it's very common. It affects a lot of people. And it also, again, it's a leading cause of death, unfortunately. But it can be detected early and treated early. And one thing that's important to keep in mind is that we have been seeing an increase in colorectal cancer, especially in younger age groups. So people less than 55, we're seeing that the cases of cancer in that group are going up significantly over the last couple of years, which is a new change and something we need to be focused on.
So get it sooner. It sounds like early detection is obviously key in survival rates in colorectal cancer.
Yes. And the other thing I wanted to add is, and one of the areas that we're focusing on, is that it's also an area where there's significant health disparities or differences when we look at the population across the United States. So for example, the incidence or how common colorectal cancer is in the Black community is about 20% higher than in the white community. And unfortunately, the mortality in the Black community is about 40% higher. So not only is there more cancer cases, but they tend to be more deadly in certain groups. In this case, for example, in Blacks.
So we've got a big goal that we're trying to achieve as part of our overall focus on health equity. Can you talk about that for us here at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island?
Yes. So to my earlier point that this is an area where we know that there are health disparities across the United States, we've also begun to take a look at the data with our own members and, in fact, found also that there are significant differences across racial and ethnic groups as well as socioeconomic groups. So for example, if we look at overall for our members, you know, if the screening rate is about, you know, 71-72% on any given year, which is actually relatively high compared to national averages, so we're starting from a high point. But when we start breaking out the data by different groups, we see that there are gaps, so that the screening rate, for example, again, in members who identify themselves as Black or Hispanic, may be, you know, 66-67%. And in members who identify themselves as white, it may be 76%. So there's almost a 10 percentage point difference there. And that's what got us focused in this particular area, because we have the data that shows where the opportunities and the problems are. And so our goal, we're starting an initiative with the goal of closing those gaps, those disparities by racial and ethnic lines, by at least 50% in the next 3 years. And also, as part of the overall effort, we want to increase our overall cancer, colorectal cancer screening rates to 80%. We're currently, again, overall, we're about 71, 72. So we want to get that to 80, which I know doesn't sound like a major lift, but it is. And again, at the national level, very few groups, very few organizations have a colorectal cancer screening rate of 80%. So, but that's our goal for the next 3 years.
So you mentioned a couple times now that there's a huge disparity when it comes to Black and Hispanic men and when they are screened and how they're screened at lower rates than white men. So what do you think the barriers are to screening these specific populations?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned Black men specifically, because that's probably the group that has the lowest screening rate. And so we see disparities, say, amongst different racial ethnic groups, like Black is different and lower than white. But also within those groups, in this case, Black men have a particularly low screening rate. So I'm glad you mentioned that. And there is a multitude of different barriers, some real, some maybe perceived, that keep people from getting screened, even though screening is overall readily available and there's, you know, different ways of getting screened. But, and those barriers can vary from just general awareness and education of knowing that you need to be screened. So for example, last year, the official recommendation had for many years been that people that are 50 years of age or older, 50 to 75, are the ones that should be screened. Last year, that changed down to 45 years of age. So now people that are 45 need to be screened regularly. And that's a new change. So a lot of people in that age group may not know that now they're supposed to get screened. And that change was implemented in large part because of what I mentioned earlier, of that we're seeing more and more cancers in younger people. So it makes sense to start screening earlier. So the barriers, again, maybe just awareness. There's definitely barriers around, you know, cost or transportation, especially, you know, a lot of people think colorectal cancer screening means I need to get a colonoscopy, which is true in some cases, but there are other alternatives there that are, you know, valuable and can be done easily. But certainly for a colonoscopy, people, you know, there may be a barrier around time, taking time off from work. You know, there is a prep before the procedure that, you know, people may perceive as uncomfortable. You would need somebody to take you to the place where you're going to get the colonoscopy and be picked up. So certainly that can be barriers for a lot of people. There may be fear or embarrassment. I mean, I have to admit in my own case, I actually delayed my first colonoscopy by more than 3 years. So I was 53 when I got my first colonoscopy, even though I know all the information and I know what I was supposed to do. And actually, I did it after my mother was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. And she had refused screening herself, even though, you know, we had talked to her about, you know, screening. And so it was found already developed. And fortunately, you know, she was able to get surgery and treatment, and, you know, she's been fine for the last 5 years. But it was after that I went ahead and scheduled my own colonoscopy. So there's definitely a lot of factors there, and you know, we need to be focused on the individual member and the individual patient, where they are at, you know, what are their barriers, their specific barriers, how can we help them overcome those?
Let's talk about, you know, helping our community overcome some of those barriers. I know that Blue Cross is looking to increase screening rates, as we talked about. How are we planning to do that? Are we going to be working with community partners? What's our plan?
No, absolutely. I think it's going to be a multi-prong approach. We know that these efforts and really take up partnerships and collaboration across the state from, you know, providers, primary care providers, you know, gastroenterologists, community groups, communities themselves. So we're planning, again, a major initiative that will have all those different factors and all those different approaches, certainly with a lot of partnership and collaboration. We're also very excited to share that we're going to go ahead with a partnership with Lifespans Community Health Institute, and we're very excited about that. And they're going to help us do some of that individualized one-to-one outreach, education, awareness, and navigation to testing. So really getting people to agree and really making sure they get to testing, which is the ultimate goal. So that's a very exciting new partnership that we're putting in place now.
I know that a colonoscopy is the gold standard of screening, but what are some other tests that are recommended, and how do you know which test you should be getting?
Yeah, that's a great question, because again, there's a lot of sometimes perceptions out there that, well, there's only one thing I can get, which is a colonoscopy, and that's hard for me to get. And certainly a colonoscopy is the gold standard when it comes to colorectal cancer screening and treatment. But there's a lot of very useful, helpful, and valid alternatives that that can be done. And it's important that people talk with their healthcare provider, that they also, you know, with the help of their provider, they can know and assess their risk. So, for example, having a family history of colorectal cancer, like in my case, changes the risk and may end up causing different recommendations. But there are tests, there are simple tests that can be done at home, actually. This is one of the few cancers where you can get your screening done at home. There's one called a FIT test, another one's called a Cologuard, which is a simple test that you can get in the mail where you can, you know, get the collect the specimen that you need, then just send it back in the mail. It takes probably a few minutes. It doesn't require any time off from work, et cetera. And it's a perfectly good test. It does need to be done every year in the case of the FIT test. So it's not every 10 years like a colonoscopy in most cases. But it's a perfectly good place to start. And what we like to say is that the best test, is screening test, is the test that gets done. So if a FIT test is what you can do, and the other options are too complicated at the moment for an individual person, then let's do a FIT test. And I think that's a major step forward in terms of getting everybody screened.
You know, I will say that I am in my 40s, and I have had a colonoscopy. My family history led me to have my colonoscopy after I was 45. It's, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not a party, but it's not as bad as I had feared. And it was the right thing to do. We found some polyps that who knows what they might have turned into if I hadn't been on top of it. So go get it done. Do you have any final words for us on the topic of colorectal screening and how it's saving lives?
Yeah, no. And thanks for sharing that, because I think it illustrates a number of important points in terms of talking with your provider, understanding your own family history, personal history, your own risk, and what's best for you, and then acting on it. And that's the other thing I think about colorectal cancer. It's very common. So I think, you know, many of us have, you know, a family member, a loved one that that maybe struggle with it. So I think that makes it even more important. I think the message I have is if you are 45 years of age, between 45 and 75, and you haven't been screened, get screened. Talk to your healthcare provider and make sure you get screened. Don't delay. And the good thing about colorectal cancer is that we can detect it early and we can treat it early. And it is a treatable cancer. And a lot of progress has been made on that front over the years. So get screened and do the right thing and don't delay.
Gonzalo, I just want to thank you for joining us to talk about this important topic.
Thank you, Mark.
The Road to Health is presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island. It's hosted and produced by me, Mark Sheldon, and Mason Imb is our sound engineer, with additional support from Yasmin Diaz. Be sure to check our show notes for additional information about colorectal cancer and how you can get screened. Be healthy, be well, and keep your eyes on the road.